Bob, great to see you here. Of course, you're a premiership winning coach, a very rare breed in Gunnedah that's still living, but still it's great to come back and celebrate the time you were coached there in 1976.
Oh, absolutely. It's very good to come back and experience this all over again and see the fellas again. It's a great thing. Yeah. And it's great to talk to them all again and notice how they've changed a lot. They all got big faces to wash now. So they're all different, and it's great to talk to them again and carry on with all the talk and all that sort of thing. And it's great stuff, great stuff.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the 1976 year, because you would have had some players that played in that 70 grand final, but the burden of being in the club is being the second grade coach, because the first grade coach usually takes all your players off you on Thursday night.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You get decimated and you've got to start all over again. But fortunately, we had good blokes coming up as wanting to have a game, and we're able to fit them in and able to give them a game, which is more important, and away they go. Yeah. And they perform very credibly.
The first grade side at Gunnedah, and also the competition itself, who was the dominant side there, and was it easier getting players, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, or is it much of a muchness, considering, you know, there have been things flowing in and out in regards to drought and work and all that sort of thing around this area?
Oh, yes, it's very difficult to have blokes coming across to play and all that sort of thing, but it's surprising what you can, who does come if you're looking for them. And they turn up and they get a game. That's the main thing, and which is most important. If you can give them a game, they get interested then, and then they're right. You know, away we go.
Well, it's one of those things now. Professionalism has been part of the game now for 20 years. We, you know, had a chat with Billy McKitt, and he played for Australia back in 1976, the same year that Gunnedah won the second grade competition. Do you think professionalism has sort of taken people away from the game, or is it things, as we said, the ebb and flow of the drought and also the mines and all that sort of thing that have been part of the fabric of this town?
Oh, well, that'll happen anyway. You can't help that. But there's always a flow coming in all the time to have a game, and we've got the facility here to provide that for them. And you won't get a better facility. And likewise, we had when Sydney had a bye, I used to send the Sydney sides up here, and I always remember a side, Warringah, came up and played up here, and I can always remember sitting on a sideline over here, and they're looking up and they saw the kangaroos jumping around up the back paddock up here, and I said, "Oh, keep an eye out for one there. He's got his football jumper on." And, of course, they looked at me and I looked at me. "Yeah, he'll be down. He'll coming down. He'll come down. He's got this football jumper on." And they believed me. Yeah. Believe it or not. Yeah. They were looking around for the kangaroo with the football jumper on.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's disappointing, is the Sydney clubs like having a bit of a bash at the ARU, but you ask Eastwood or you ask Norths to go to Hornsby and go and play, and they say it's too far out. And that's one of the things that's disappointing, is that hopefully the Churchill clubs will, in the fullness of time at least, take one round of their rugby out to the country areas and put something back into the game, because there's plenty of country fellas that are playing, and we see our fellas such as Angus Roberts and also Mick Snowden and Paddy Ryan playing. But there's still the great friendships in that. You come from being part of the Gunnedah Rugby Club for over 40 or 50 years?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And that's the strength of the whole show, and that's where it always will be, hopefully. Yeah. All being well.
Yeah. Well, Bob, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward. It's great to catch up with you. Of course, Bob was the coach of the 1976 Gunnedah Red Devils side that won the Croft Cup in second grade.